What's popping, everybody? It's a Full House Thursday. Bob Saget's here. The Olsen twins, we got the whole gang. Mark from Berkeley.
Kimmy, is Kimmy Gibbler here?
Not yet.
What?
Momentarily. And what's his name? Dave Coulier is coming by, too. He's going to do a bunch of voices. Jay's here from Plymouth. Joey from St. Clair Shores. And, of course, our one professional radio person is here from 94.7 WCSX, 6 to 10 a.m. Hey. It's Trudy News.
Hey, Drew.
What's up?
I wore yoga pants today.
Oh,
it's funny. I didn't notice. They just looked like pants. I mean, yeah. I didn't think, oh, my God, Trudy's wearing yoga pants. Gross.
It's got like a paisley print.
Yeah.
They're nice.
But, I walked out of the house and Joey was like, you need to put real pants on if you're going somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, he's a prude.
Does he comment on your outfits very often?
Oh, yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to wear this little plaid dress one day with boots, and he told me it looked like a costume. I wore it on Halloween.
Did you say, that's the look I was going for? Thank you.
Thank God. Parents or kids can keep parents in line, and parents can keep kids in line. It's an ugly sort of symmetry, but it seems to work.
All right.
Anyway, it's the Drew and Mike podcast, and we have a caller already. I understand Andy Dick's on the phone, possibly.
Really?
Although he said he was Charlie Sheen originally. Hmm. Huh. So who is it? Are you guys together?
It's Andy.
Andy.
It's Andy.
We've been trying to get a hold of you
Drew,
for so long.
I told you not to call me.
I thought you were putting me on call block.
Cock block.
What are you doing?
I'm driving over to the zoo here. I got some details to take care of for this cook-off.
How intense, how much work have you had to put into that thing?
Yeah, it's a lot, man. I'm tired, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be high class this year.
You
zoo,
dick!
Right next to the place. They've got a big tent, giant bar, 14 teams, one from Windsor. It's international.
A giant bar always makes it more classy, in my opinion.
Yeah, we got credit cards wiped for this year, so you don't have to bring your piggy back.
Awesome. Wow, this is real. Well, how much did you guys raise last year?
You know, I don't even know, man. I don't know. 40,000, something like that?
I know it was a lot. And do you have a goal this year, or is it just kind of see what happens?
No, this year it's like it doesn't go to a fund or anything. It goes directly to the families, the widows of the two Detroit police officers that were killed in line of duty, Ken Stile and Myron Jarrett, who was run over last week. So I hate to say it that way; he's a last minute addition. But the city doesn't pay for their funeral, so I just feel bad. Like first thing out of the gate, you're in debt for that thing.
Hey Charlie, what is his family situation?
Who's
the guy the hit and run?
Myron Jarrett.
Yeah, Myron.
Yeah, I believe. No, don't quote me, man. But I didn't know him. I knew Ken, but he was 40. He's got a wife and four kids.
Yeah.
And as I understand, one's wheelchair bound, special needs kid. So that's a lot of stuff to do on your own,
Yeah, and the life insurance that they receive, I guess, is it $35,000, but maybe it's $70,000 if they pay more into it?
Yeah, they take a bit out of your check, and then, if you wanted to boost it, you would pay more. Of course, that's life insurance policy, right? That's covering
for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's he's gone, and you got a baby in a wheelchair, and that's what that's for. Your bread earner's gone. So to me, that's not funeral money. If you die while you're working to protect people, I thought that's where my tax dollars were going. I was surprised to learn it's not.
Well, I wonder. I'm sure this question is difficult to answer, but I wonder how many cities don't cover the funeral of an officer killed in line of duty. Wouldn't you think people would cover that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is this all bankruptcy related? Just cuts, 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 cuts? It's got to be.
Well, it used to be like you died on the job. It was like, I don't know all the benefits, but one of them for sure was lifetime health care for your survivors. Your wife, the kids, right?
Yeah.
And that's gone. So Lord knows what else. I don't know the dimensions on the pension, what you used to get and what you get now, but it's less.
Yeah, boy.
Well, it's the ugly side of things, man.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Let's have a beautiful day,
Yeah, what the forecast is for Saturday?
60 and
nice.
Sunny.
Yeah.
Sweet. And that's at
we
the
got
Detroit Zoo in Royal Oak there, right off of 696 from noon till 4.
Till 4, you know, and the zoo closed by 5. And you can go to Dino's Bar afterwards, just down the street on Woodward here. He's one of the co-hosts.
Cool.
And, yeah, and his thing is, I forget what time period, but 10% of his restaurant till will also go to the families. So there's a lot of cool people stepping up and doing good things.
Wow, fantastic, man. Well, 40,000, I would think you could top that because the location is ideal. I mean, that's right smack in Royal Oak. You couldn't do any better than that.
Yeah, no, this one's a little bit kid-friendly. You know, before it was like in the parking lot of a bar. You know, a friend of mine, he brought his four-year-old last year. He goes, kid-friendly? Kids are welcome.
Yeah.
You know, not a good scene.
It worked, but when you told me where it was, I thought, well, how could they possibly have it there? And then you guys had a nice tent. It worked, but this is definitely an improvement. And it's $10 to get in?
$10 to get in the zoo, unless you remember, of course, that it's free. And then $10 to get in the tent. And then there's free Coney dogs. There's all the chili you could want. There's three bands going to be playing. What else we got for you? The cash bar, of course. And half of that, the zoo generously is going to give half of the bar to the families.
You'll be there.
Of course.
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there, Trudy.
Yep.
You're going to be there, Mark. You're going to. Drew, you coming?
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Your social media contingent going to be there?
Joe,
Joey? You guys coming?
Jay, are you going to hang? Jay's got a pretty rough schedule, but
that's right.
You coming, Jay?
Jay likes an open bar. I know that.
No, it's cash bar. Jay.
Yeah, not an open bar. He likes
Jay
a cash
likes
bar
a
too.
Bar.
I like bars. What's wrong with that?
Is it hard? Is it hard, by the way, to get a liquor license at the zoo?
Well, they have one, don't they?
Do they?
They have their own. Yeah. See, here's what's cool about it: is the zoo really doesn't do. You can pay for a function, like get married there or something, but they don't really do fundraisers for stuff outside the zoo. And you know, considering everything going on in the country, like Iowa, you know, that that, you know, they want to be part of the community too, and it's pretty cool in that way. Like, a lot of people just want to support, you know.
That's cool.
Hey Charlie, did you watch the baseball game last night?
Oh yeah, dude.
Wasn't that something?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and you know, like a thousand years curse on the Little Red Sandboat. Thousand-year curse on those people.
Did you?
But
see
I didn't really get. I didn't get Joe Madden's moves, man.
No.
No one did. But it doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, he
doesn't.
He tried to manage them to victory unsuccessfully, and they just they won in spite of him.
Indeed, yeah. That was a great game.
Yeah, it was. People are still talking about it. I mean, they'll be talking about it for a long, long time. I just can't think of a game seven.
There isn't one.
I mean, in basketball or hockey, maybe?
Well, I was going to say maybe 91. Morris going 10, right? Wasn't that 91?
Oh, yeah. Jack Morris 1-0. Yeah, that was a great game.
But not that many weird. A lot of weird things happened yesterday, including the rain delay. And Rajay Davis taking Chapman deep.
God, I
lead off home
run. Isn't that when Morris was throwing for the Blue Jays?
No, Twins. It was the Twins Cardinals.
It was the Twins. And where was that game?
Twins Braves.
Or Twins
Braves.
Twins Braves. You're right. Yeah, Twins Cardinals was, what, 87?
Smoltz went for the Braves in that game.
Yep.
Smoltz pitched 8.
Where was the game that year? Was it the Metrodome?
I think it was in the Metrodome.
It had to be because it wasn't game 6, though. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Or was that, confusing,
the puck
87?
The Puckett home run was game 6 of that series, yeah.
That was definitely in the Metrodome.
What year?
Which, 91?
Kirby Puckett?
Joe Buck copied his father's.
Copy a bucket.
He copied his father's.
Yes, he did.
Outline.
A few years later,
I forget when did he. When did he copy that? Whose home run was it? Was hit.
Oh boy, it was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
maybe 3 years ago.
Boy, Joe Buck is. It was at Minnesota, Charlie. Joe Buck is getting really ragged on. God, the fans just
hate
him. Chicago fans were bitching up a storm about him. And I guess somebody's putting him up on the Jumbotron when the other team's shooting free throws, so people boo.
The Cleveland Cavaliers do, yeah. Nobody likes them.
Poor guy.
I know.
I mean, if you can't rip off your dad, who can you rip off?
True. So anyway, Charlie, I've been watching the demolition stories. They've been getting real interesting.
No, it's getting hot now, isn't it?
It really is.
It's a secret moving of city funds into a non-city entity. What?
Yeah,
up the mistakes made, the fraud that was made.
Well, I thought that one of the weirder things was when something was over $25,000, they would bill it to another house.
Yeah, they would saw off the cap was 25, and then they would saw it off and glue it onto another house.
And then
here's what's great about it is I found out about it, and I know somebody got nervous in the land bank and was asking contractors to sign affidavits saying it wasn't her idea. So, under freedom of information, I asked for that. So the way I see this thing as it laid out was they had a problem. The mayor's going to, you know, commission this report, very narrow report, right? That's all they looked at. They didn't look at anything else. And going to make some changes. And then the federal government shut the program down, didn't tell anybody, going to fix it, fire the guy.
City council didn't even know.
They didn't know. So why do you think all this shit starts popping? It's because I'm going to know in a week what I thought I knew. So you're going to have to get in front of it. Mm-hmm. And then someone's ratting out the $5 million. Moving the city's money, the bankrupt city's money, to cover your ass on the demolition and not telling anybody. Tell me if this is a clean machine.
Yeah, something really, really stinks. And I guess
this is how you do business in the new Detroit? What else is like this?
You know, on the heels of the last administration, it's just unconscionable. But I know we'll be knowing all of these things 100%. Somebody will figure it out, probably you and a few others, Charlie, right?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But, you know, does the federal government care? That's what you're going to have to wait to see.
It seems like they do, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd put my money on the grand jury being in panel pretty soon.
Mm.
Which is like, who wanted that?
No, nobody wanted that. Of course not. But hey, if it's going on, it's going on. It's got to stop.
It's your money, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, Charlie, listen, it'll be great on Saturday. I'm sure we'll raise a lot of money, and it's a great cause and all that. And it's noon till 4 at the Royal Oak Zoo, and we'll see you there, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too, Charlie.
Later, man.
All right, see
you. See you, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Just got an email from Chris Chelios.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's ready to go. He wants to go now, I guess.
Is he still with Eddie?
Good question.
I hope so.
I won't be able to handle it.
God,
he's not with Eddie still.
15 minutes. I said 15 minutes at what time did I say that? 6:07. So we have 10 minutes to kill. So that's cool.
Okay.
Maz's lack of appreciation for Pearl Jam.
His lack of appreciation for anything
Trudy,
good.
What about his appreciation for Donny Osmond, Starlin Vocal Band?
Oh, my God.
Who knows the members of Toto?
No. Oh, my God. They're horrible.
But he knows every member of the band. Oh. It's so weird.
And Terry Jacks, Season in the Sun.
He's a different bird when it comes to that,
like,
man.
Oh, my God.
He loves Manilow.
Well, I told you about that time I got in the car with him just because I wanted to see how long he would leave a certain station on. He had the 80s station on, and he listened to left the whole song on. It was Rick Springfield live playing Jesse's Girl live.
A live version of Jesse's Girl?
You really like this at the end of this? Yeah, it's pretty good. His presets on his car are hilarious.
Really?
Let me guess.
So this is a satellite then? 80s,
well,
the
it's
80s channel?
It's mixed, but most of them, he had satellite on last time I was in his car, so it was like the dance music station.
Oh, my God.
Probably WNIC.
Let's call him. No, I'm just kidding. They were all satellite stuff, so it was all dance or 70s.
Yeah, 70s for
basically
sure.
The numbers I didn't know existed.
I think he likes stuff that has a real easy a hook.
But he likes dance music, too, from his
club days.
Yeah, his club days.
Yeah, it's funny to think about him running a club.
Yeah.
I mean, nighttime party. I mean, because he doesn't drink at all.
No, except he loves talking to people. He likes schmoozing. Yeah. He likes people. I can totally see him doing it.
First bowling match was yesterday. I went his first bowling league.
Did you go?
No, I did not. I'm not bowling boy. His league.
Joe, every time you talk, this has to happen.
Maybe Josh just can't stand the microphone. I'll stand back. That'd be better.
Yeah, it sounds great.
No, it does, for sure. And older people will appreciate it.
All those Cubs fans.
Yeah, those Cubs fans.
I feel like my whole day was spent watching old people seeing the final out. Have you watched all those videos? Because they're all over the internet.
I did see a couple. I mean, they're obsessed with the 104-year-old lady.
Did she make it?
Or 102-year-old lady?
Yeah,
Is she a Cleveland fan or a Cubs
that's
fan?
That's a Cleveland fan. The one that's right. on the TV, that was on the TV all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, the famous old fan for the Cubs is Dorothy. She's only 90.
No, there's another one who's 102.
Yeah, who keeps score.
Dolan. She keeps score. I cannot find her to save my life.
Yeah, Joey even tried her hairdresser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
What did the hairdresser say, Joey?
That's a good point. You just brought that up. I called him, and somebody was supposed to call me back and never did.
Hmm. Bullshit hairdresser.
It's kind of fun watching all these old-timers. They're super
perm.
Excited over something as trivial as a baseball game.
I know. Well, when you've been waiting this long,
it
is really incredible. I mean, I wrote down today in a tweet, I think, the world champion Chicago Cubs. I'm like, did I really write that? Oh, my God, is that weird? But the ratings, by the way, for that game,
gosh, yeah.
I don't know what the national ones will come out. I think they're going to say the highest rated since the 2004.
It's the highest rated baseball game, I think, in 25 years.
Oh, the game itself.
Yeah.
The series is going to be the highest since 2004, maybe even since 2001, the Yankees and Diamondbacks.
Is for the Subway Series? Was that Yankees-Mets?
No, that's actually Boston for? Cardinals, oh, but it was the Boston first Curtis. Win.
Yeah.
I would have thought the Cubs would have topped that.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of strange, too. The last half an hour was 82% in Chicago.
Really?
I'm still trying to go, what are the other 18% watching from what was essentially, let's see, 11:15 to 11:45 in Chicago. What were they watching with the Cubs on? It seems so strange,
yeah.
But 82% is a pretty high share.
Between 10:30 and 10:40, viewership peaked. Oh, wait, that's for the Cavs Warriors. Where's it at? It was well in the 40 millions, though, for the Game 7 last night.
They were watching the news.
Yeah.
Wait, Jay has some breaking news for us.
Oh, no.
Jay,
what?
Oh, Andy, Dick calling in. I just thought we'd celebrate us getting blocked.
Oh, wait, are we blocked on Andy Dick? Are we officially blocked? It's just weird seeing him try to interview a celebrity who's of his ilk. It's just strange.
What?
Andy!
You're getting blocked.
No.
Sorry.
Andy, no, it's Detroit calling. It's Detroit. You said you could call Monday.
Ooh.
What do you say?
I don't know. Jay, what'd you do?
Did you say something, fucker?
Yeah. Yeah, now he's using his call block. What did the Prince call it?
Wait, he's blocking us.
And then we had the other side of it, too. Andy block.
Like crying.
But are you mad at me?
I'm just mad at my life. All I have is this, and now I'm not even being picked up on a microphone.
You got picked up.
Turn it around and leave it.
Hey, Jesus.
Just turn it around a little bit.
I don't want to. It's
See?
Awful. It's awful.
It's horrible for 40 fucking. Don't even use that first half.
No, we
can't
got
fix
it.
In
there
post.
Was good. He could. Well, we'll listen to it. Let's go.
It's the worst
we'll listen
ever.
To it.
I can't not belabor on it. I can't think of anything else except how.
You want to stop tape and go listen to it a little bit right now?
I know it's not going to work out. It's not. We should just start over. Hey, you don't like it, but it's time to start over.
No.
I'm going to see who the fuck this is.
What?
Hello?
Andy's on the phone right
what?
Now.
What?
Uh-oh, he's really mad.
You're getting blocked. Sorry. You guys are being fuckers.
At least you apologize.
Are they just fans?
I'm just, yeah. No, they put me on the radio. I was like, they keep calling over and over.
On the radio? Really?
Yeah, now
about what?
Blocked. Now they're
you
getting
jump
blocked.
At that?
What station?
It's in Detroit. I'm so fucking block. They're calling over and over and over while we've been trying to live broadcast this fucking shit.
What do they want to talk about so urgently?
They probably see that we're on Facebook Live.
Oh.
No. You promised to come on, you dick.
Wrong.
The fuck? Where'd that come from?
That's
that was additional. That was additional to what we had, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was just his. That was him.
Wow.
Okay.
That is the boringest podcast ever.
I know. No, I thought something just happened. I'm sorry. I just thought something happened right now.
No, just when Andy called in at the top of the show.
Oh, yes. Of course. We're not blocked, by the way.
We're not?
No, we're not blocked.
No,
it rings right through. We should call him. We should call him after we call Chelios.
We should wait till he's on Facebook Live.
You know, nice memory, Dick. Jay talked to him on Friday, and he said call Monday. And he knew what time it was. So he records the podcast right when he told us to call. And then he blames us for it.
Mm-hmm.
He should jump at the chance to be on any medium.
Well, that was what he did.
His own self-serving
say
podcast.
I don't have anything to promote.
When he has a podcast.
He could have promoted that.
His podcast, by the way, I haven't seen his podcast anywhere. I mean, I've been looking through the podcast charts. Have you seen it?
I don't think he does it that often, so it's not going to – they're not going to rank it as high. But, yeah, it's been on the list.
I mean, I see Norm doing well. You see some of the other ones of his ilk doing well.
Rogan.
But I swear to God, I haven't seen him anywhere. You know, and I look down to 300 just to see who's doing stuff, and I have not seen Andy Dick. I mean, maybe once I saw him, so I'm not saying it's bad. I actually listen to his podcast.
That's noble of you.
Let's see. Here's a number to call Chelly at. Oh, different number. Different number,
right? Probably Eddie Vedder cell.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he gives Eddie Vedder cell.
Sweet.
Eddie wants to talk for a couple minutes.
Probably does.
I wonder if those guys were tight before the World Series.
Oh, yeah, they've talked about that before. Remember last time Pearl Jam played here?
Oh, that's right.
We talked to Chelios, and not that long afterwards, and Chelly said that he was sleeping, and the band came by his house and started knocking on the windows just to mess with him.
Hilarious.
It must be wonderful to be Chelios, right?
I know. That's the main thing I've seen this past week is, God, would I love to be Chelly. What a – I mean,
or Bill Murray.
Seats. Yeah, Bill Murray, not bad, too. I think Bill Murray...
Honestly, he does whatever he wants.
Who would stop Bill Murray from getting into anything, anywhere, anytime? Nobody would say, no, you can't come in. They'd just go, Bill!
And he takes full advantage of it.
Yeah. Why not?
He walked in the president's office.
But, you know, at least he's not one of those Johnny-come-lately kind of fans, like you see at some finals.
There weren't too many of those this year, except for Roker, Al Roker.
I know. What the...
Hello?
Hey, Chris?
Yep.
Hey, it's Drew and Mark and Trudy and Joey and Jay, and how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Man, you must have just had a ball the last week.
Yep. 5 days of fun, 6 days of fun from game two to game seven, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, you only missed game one?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it hard to get tickets?
Nope.
That's awesome.
Nope. No, I got lucky about 10 years ago. I started a relationship with this guy from MLB, and we just kept in touch, and whenever I could make some of the World Series games, he took care of me, so it was great.
Oh, how sweet. And hanging out with Eddie, and who else were you hanging out with this week?
Well, the main guys that were part of that crew, that the Cubs, their loyal diehard fans, was Vedder, Murray, Cusack, Bonnie Hunt was a Chicago girl. So that was the main group that was kind of in our suite and in our, you know, the area where our seats were.
Now, out of those four, Bonnie Hunt, John Cusack, Bill Murray, and Eddie Vedder, which of those four knows baseball the best?
You know, I don't know Bob Murray at all. I can't even figure out how to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, if he's messing with me or not. But Bonnie Hunt is for sure a big fan. Her family, they've loved it. I don't know how much baseball she knows. Cusack, he goes back, you know,
years,
and he knows a lot of baseball, likes to think he knows a lot more than anybody else. And Eddie, he just, you know, he does know the game, and he loves it. He loves everything, all the history about not only the Cubs, but everything about baseball.
Wow.
He's a big fan.
I thought he did a great Take Me Out to the Ballgame. I mean, as far as singing it goes, I mean, he actually hit some decent notes and stuff, which is really rare.
A great tribute, the one he did the other night on game five, what, or six?
Yeah,
five.
To five, I think it was for, yeah, I mentioned Ross. That was sweet.
Yeah, he always seems to pull it off, like, without even thinking about it. But he's pretty amazing for him to do that. And like he said, his uncle brought him to games since the age of four, and he's got a passion for that team.
Well, we were laughing watching you guys last night because you were every pitch. You could see both you guys. And when it was 6-3, things were getting a little loose. You might have been on your phone waving to people, and Eddie might have been, you know, doing the hang loose sign. But then, ooh, after the Rajay homer, you guys got pretty serious.
Yeah, I don't get too excited, but even a few guys behind there were jumping up a little bit, but still pretty respectful. I'm telling you, it was the best sportsmanship I've ever seen between two cities, meaning the fans and the players. But I'm glad we didn't get too crazy because, yeah, after that eighth inning, you know, I thought, oh, God, here we go. The Cubs are going to break everybody's heart again. But, nope, they hung on.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, you've been to a lot of games. You've played in a million games yourself. Where's that game rate in terms of great games that you've seen or played in? Is it somewhere near the top?
Number one.
Really?
I don't think I've ever been as a player, you know, I played in Game 7s, not in the Stanley Cup Final. I watched our team because I wasn't playing. I was, you know, healthy scratched. But, no, there's nothing that I've been to in a sporting event compared to that night.
Wow. Well, you know, everybody felt the same way. You know, I don't know about the very top, but it's definitely near the top. The Rajay Davis home run, as pissed off as it made me, it really made that game extra special in the end. What was that ballpark like after Davis hit that thing? Because there seemed to be a lot of Cubs fans there.
You know, it blew up, and they had taken the crowd out of that, which once the crowd got into it, it obviously energized their team. And, you know, you think back now, that rain delay might have saved the Cubs because they had time to go to the locker room, regroup, and I guess they had a private team meeting without the coaches and came out like a bunch of caged animals. So, yeah, that it's a great ballpark. It's a loud ballpark. And once they had something to cheer about, those fans went, they were off the hook.
And the post game, I got to believe, did you get down to the locker room or did you get out? I mean, did you hang with the group you were with?
No, you know, we actually went down on the field just to get away from the crowd because those guys were getting bothered so much and just kind of watched everything, the players on the field, on the mound. Didn't go down in the locker room, but the players' families came in the dugout when it started raining. It got pretty busy in the dugout, but you know, the players eventually started coming back out and having a few drinks with their friends and family. So, pretty cool. You know, it was great to see Rizzo and some of these guys, you know, how happy they were and, you know, in disbelief that they just won the World Series.
Yeah, I thought Bryant hitting a home run in Game 5 was a huge, huge thing because all of a sudden, really the best hitter on the Cubs broke the dam, and then he hit one in Game 6, and of course was certainly a threat the rest of the series, but it just seemed like that sort of busted the dam for the Cubs offense.
Yeah, I mean, between him and Zolgris, they'd be the MVPs, and the kid, from his base running to his hitting, and what, like you mentioned, that homer, he seemed to spark the team in some way every game. But, you know, you look down the line of guys that have been struggling. Russell hits a homer, you know, a big home run one game. Then you got Schwarber coming from that injury. He went, you know, he scored a run, and I went through, he went 2 for 3 yesterday again. So they had, you know, a bunch of heroes throughout the series. It was, but Bryant, what a player he's going to be.
Yeah, Schwarber, I can't imagine missing the entire season and starting in the World Series. Have you ever seen anything like that in hockey?
Yeah, I've seen guys come back from injuries, you know, never had that big effect, I think, or impact on the team. It's, you know, even after the rain delay, I think he was the first one that came back up and hit that single to start things going.
Yeah.
So, that's incredible. I mean, the documentary of this team is going to be, and the storyline is going to be unreal.
Yeah, no doubt. And are you going to make it to the parade?
No. No. I'm back in Detroit, and like I said, going to those games and being fortunate enough to get away. Our team was on the road, so I was able to make those last two games. So, I've had enough of the, you know, carrying on. And
yeah.
But it was a great time. Like I said, I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in years, and it was a good time, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, it looked like that phone was blowing up behind home plate at one point. I saw you waving to somebody.
Well, they put us on TV, and then that's when it all went south. But Game 6, I put the phone away after that. But then Game 7, when they got the lead, I thought, you know what, I'll relax here a little bit, play, have some fun, and wave to my kids, and then, boom, it came back to bite me in the ass.
Hey, did people, you know, sit next to Eddie Vedder, I mean, I'm sure you get enough attention yourself, but sit next to Eddie, I got to believe that's pretty intense. Were people fairly respectful, or do they give you guys a hard time?
Well, I think in the beginning, like anything else, it was great. And then when you have a few Bud Lights and you get a little more brave, people are running and they're high-fiving Eddie and hugging him, and then it gets to be a little much. But he handles it well, you know. And like I said, I deal with a certain level, but he deals with it everywhere. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's pretty generous and a pretty nice guy. And as long as the Cubs win, I think he's pretty gracious.
And Bill Murray sits in the crowd too. I can't imagine that guy can actually sit in the stands.
Well, he bugs the people around him more than they bug him. From what I was seeing, he's got his hands in some woman's hair, and then he got someone in a headlock. So he's. He's pretty funny, boy.
Yeah, he is.
I saw a picture after Game 6. You guys were out at the bar, or at least walking out of a building together. What were the post-Game 6 festivities like?
You know what? We just found a bar right across the alley. as we left the stadium, they cleared out a little mezzanine. So it was pretty mellow, actually, like, you know, 12, 15 people just hanging out.
Nice.
And talking about baseball and watching all the highlights on TV. So that part was fun.
Yeah.
Wrigleyville looked, I mean, I just can't think of anything I've seen quite like Wrigleyville during the World Series. Even during the playoffs last year, it was absolute madness. So many people just wanted to be near the game. I mean, if I'm a fan, which I am, and I love the Cubs, I want to be at home in front of a giant TV and really, you know, catching the replays, knowing the stats and all that. But, God, all those people right at the ballpark.
Yeah, it's become a trend even in Detroit, you know, even for the big events down in Detroit over the last couple of years now that things have picked up. You know, if you can't get a ticket or you don't want to wait in bathroom lines or pay the big money, they go to, you know, just downtown or the area around there just to be a part of the action. So, and then, you know, you mentioned Chicago and Wrigley Field and you know, Wrigleyville. It's bar after bar, and it's just a, you know, it's just a lot of atmosphere. Great atmosphere.
Yeah, Wrigleyville is a blast, no doubt, but, God, just nothing like it. Anyway, Chelly, hey, thanks so much for getting back to us. I know how crazy your week's been, but it was fun watching you guys. I mean, it was kind of living vicariously. Well, what would it be like to be at every game? What an absolute blast, man.
Oh, yeah, you're Chicago guy, so, yeah, you know what it means.
Hell, yeah. Yeah, so. but I was sitting here watching. It was just cool seeing you guys at every game. I thought, well, gee, will they go to Cleveland, you know, and sure enough, there you guys were.
Yeah, well, like I said, if my schedule allows it, I try to make all the events World Series or big fights or something. There's something about the events and being there.
How's the bar doing, by the way?
Well, it's slowed down, you know, with the Tigers done now and mostly baseball time. But we got great crowds on Sundays with the Lions games and, you know, get a little bit of a crowd on hockey or a little bit off the beaten path. But next year when they get that new arena, that's right around the corner. So that's going to be awesome.
Cool. And you guys are running shuttles to the Red Wings, aren't you?
Absolutely. Free shuttles, cheap drinks. We give away 2 free tickets every game. So nice. It's worth coming down.
Good deal, man. Well, Chris, thanks again for the time. I know how busy you are.
Okay, you guys. Thank you. Thanks for the plug.
Charlie. Nice talking to you. See you.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Chris Chelios. Right.
Bye-bye.
What a life.
Sweet.
Oh, man. You know, Eddie Vedder actually would probably run some interference for him. Because Eddie, like you said, Eddie's worldwide. I mean, everybody knows Eddie.
Yeah.
Whereas Chris is a hockey guy, pretty high-profile hockey guy.
Yeah. Who's higher profile? Do you think Vedder or Bill Murray?
Wow, that's a great question.
Gotta be Bill Murray.
Gotta
right?
be Bill Murray. Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah, I would think by a mile almost.
Like, Maz knows who Bill Murray is. He doesn't really know.
Yeah, yeah. And he's done recent movies, and yeah.
Well, Bill Murray, you know, I sometimes think, you know, do I think everyone knows people that, because I'm getting older, do I take too much for granted? And Bill Murray's a great example, because I wondered, like, do the 25-year-olds all know Bill Murray and love Bill Murray the way I kind of do, or are they just meeting Bill Murray, or, I mean, what do younger people really?
I would think so.
Yeah. I would think so, too.
Yeah.
The Chive really has.
The Chive, yeah.
It's like this picture app kind of thing, and Bill Murray's like their god.
His
so
profile.
His profile's everywhere. He's pretty big.
There's a great book out right now.
He's a big hipster.
I should have brought it down here. Actually, you know what I'll do in the next couple of days? I'll highlight some stuff. It's called The Tao of Bill Murray.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's every story about him, like, busting up bachelor parties and wedding parties. And, I mean, anybody that's having an event or whatever, if they see Bill Murray, they'll try and drag him into it immediately because Bill Murray's just instant, you know, party injection.
I know, he keeps himself in the whole zeitgeist by doing stuff like that because it immediately becomes a story somewhere.
Yeah, but there's so many stories. They filled a book with it. I mean, it is a full book, and there's tons of stories about the Pro-Am golf tournaments he plays in.
Oh, yeah.
Which are so funny. The stuff he does at those, I'm like, how does he, I mean, he just has a way of creating comedic moments when there's a lot of pressure on him, and you'd think maybe he just want to play his 18 holes and, you know, wave to a few people. But no, he has to be the show everywhere.
Yeah.
And at these golf tournaments, these Pro-Ams, they get bummed out at him. You know, those snooty golf types? They'll send him letters and stuff like, you know, what happened last year was not appropriate, and we would appreciate it if you
don't invite him back then.
That's kind of what he says.
Exactly.
And he's like, what's wrong with having fun? I mean, that's always his response.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets really pissy and back in their face and doesn't change anything, and they always end up inviting him back anyway. Because apparently to uninvite Bill Murray is, I mean, that seems blasphemous, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't he hammered on the last Letterman show? Oh, no, he went on MSNBC.
Oh, yeah. He was fucked up. That was really funny.
That's great.
Yeah. You know what else with 20 and 25 year olds and millennials? I think because there's so many TV channels and they've grown up with all these TV channels, there's so many reruns. Like, I'm amazed how many people know the Brady Bunch and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just all those shows, the Monkees. I mean, doesn't kids? I mean, I don't know. It was different when, you know, I'm thinking about people that if I was expected to know all the people, you know, who came well before me, it's just, there's just no way because that stuff, first of all, it's black and white TV, so nobody watches it anyway.
But, well, the next generation will never watch TV. They'll just watch YouTube.
Yeah, that's sad.
Probably.
Yeah.
TV land.
Snapchat.
Though, I think, didn't it go a long way to make that happen because they sort of curated that whole thing?
Yeah,
70 shows, yeah.
Yeah, I bet TV land does pretty well because I pop on there if there's nothing else on. There's always something going on there.
Sure.
There's a weird story about, have you guys heard about Lindsay Lohan's opening these clubs?
Oh, I saw the video where she was doing a weird accent.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, okay, that's exactly what I was going to ask about. Because
what is that?
The first thing, she opened her first, she's got multiple clubs, I guess, more than one. They're called Lohan. And she shows up and she wants to speak and she's like cursing at the people. They're like, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to talk. And anyway, what's been noticed about all her appearances is that she's speaking with a strange accent. Yeah. You know, sort of like Madonna, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And to me, there's nothing dumber than somebody 40, 50 years old pretending that they suddenly have an accent.
Well, though Johnny Depp and Madonna.
She had a stroke.
It's like a British.
She had a stroke.
She just woke up one day and.
She can't.
Yeah. Like that kid, like that soccer kid down in Florida that woke up.
Oh, yeah. What a weird
fluent
story.
Spanish.
How does that. Now, wait a second. Let's just stop there. How the fuck does that happen? The guy's never taken a Spanish class.
I don't know. But it apparently happened. Remember, long time ago, we had that lady, one of the first ladies that had it happen to her. She was so pissed.
But didn't she just have an English accent?
She just had a British accent, so everyone thought she was faking
it. We thought she was faking it.
How do you speak fluent Spanish?
I do, too.
I still think she was faking it.
But you can't fake Spanish.
No, you can't. That's just it, though. Do you suppose, I mean, my assumption, because I thought, I gave it some thought, and I assume that the guy, you know, just through his everyday interactions and watching TV and maybe, you know, happening by something in Spanish that he stuck with for 10 seconds, all the Spanish he's ever heard in his life, do you suppose it's stored somewhere in the brain, which only, I mean, the brain uses, what, 5% of its capacity?
Yeah,
I mean, is all that capacity in there somewhere? But you just, if you can, you can get it. I mean, if you
had a concussion.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to him?
I think he had a concussion playing soccer. Okay,
so he got a really bad concussion, and all of a sudden that part of the brain that was storing that little bit of Spanish he heard here and there and probably just went, what the fuck is that guy
Did
talking
he take
about?
Spanish classes?
I don't think so,
I don't
no.
Think so either.
They said he didn't. He did not speak Spanish.
So weird.
According to Limitless, the answer to your question is yes.
Get him some NTZ.
Anything you see is there still.
Isn't it bizarre to think that it's really there in your brain?
I can't believe it.
Because
it really is.
We were talking about class and, you know, the grades. There's a series of grades where I just wasn't into school and didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would love to repeat fifth grade now. Because, you know, the continents and geography and stuff like that I don't know as well as I should. I would appreciate going over that again and because I want to know now. But it's probably in there. You know, I want to get it out. Why can't I get it out?
But would you want to go back to high school again?
I would do high school. Yeah. I would do maybe ninth grade. I still wasn't into school. 10th, 11th, 12th, that's when I started getting into school and I started liking it more.
Yeah, what if you went
more.
Back and you partied it again? Partied it away. Well,
it's possible.
Same trap twice.
Yeah, well, that would be hilarious. I think really more, I'd rather repeat like 4th, 5th, 6th, you know, those grades.
Yeah.
Because the real simple things that, you know, everyone should like how many ounces in a, or how many quarts, pints, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff. That I have to look up every time.
Exactly. I mean, why don't I know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, true. That's true. Yeah, but it'd be nice to know it too. I mean, just to.
Oh, that's old fashioned. You don't
people.
Have to know things now.
I'd like to.
Just Google.
So anyway,
life is bigger than everything that we see.
Oh, here she is.
Americans are very close-minded in that sense. I know that because I'm American. I'm Italian Irish, really. But I think there's.
It's like a
Greek people are very
faux
welcoming.
French accent.
Church people are very welcoming, and we have to help other people. And if we can do it with a nightclub. Or with the spa, or with the refugee camps, in containers, in Syria, and Antab, the mayor of Antab, Fatma. If we can, in Sultan Valley, with this mayor, we can make everything have a difference. Life should be about celebrating each other's lives.
I don't think she knows what accent she's speaking in.
No.
She's just trying to almost invent one of her own. Here's what she said, which is really weird. She's interviewing a reporter in Athens for the opening of her namesake nightclub, Lohan. The video went viral, had people scratching their heads, so Lilo talked to the Daily Mail to explain. It's a mixture of most of the languages I can understand or I'm trying to learn.
What?
So she has apparently an accent that is a mix of all, of a multiple. So
instead
languages.
Of learning the
why don't
words,
you just speak English?
She just learned the accent of the mixture of languages.
That is
That's unique.
Preposterous. It sounds stupid, doesn't it? I mean, do you feel that she's speaking in an accent or just like sounding weird?
She's just speaking in a weird cadence and, you know.
Yeah, it's not a British accent.
Points, yeah.
Play a little more of that. Play it again, Jay.
It's not an anything accent.
Where are all these nightclubs, by the way?
One of them's in Atlanta, I believe.
Oh, in Atlanta?
What?
I think.
There is.
I think it was
There's a Lohan.
Who was sitting around going, let's go to Lohan's club?
Right, in the South.
I mean, what is it, all Lohan themed?
You know, I can't even, what would the theme be? I mean, just getting so sloppy that you have to be carried out of the place?
Diarrhea smelling vaginas.
Oh.
Americans are very close-minded in that sense. I know that because I'm American. I'm Italian-Irish, really, but I think there's... Greek people
that?
Are very welcoming, Turkish people are very welcoming, and we have to help other people. And if we can do it with a nightclub, or with the...
Now it's British, real quick. You want some British.
Containers, and Syria, and Antep, the mayor of Antep, Fatima. If we can, and Sultan Valley, with this mayor, we can make everything have a difference.
What is she
Life
talking about anyway?
Oh my God, she's such a fucking idiot. She's one of those people, too, who thinks because she's hot and guys always pay attention to her, she thinks that people really want to hear what she has to say because guys pretend that mm-hmm. they care because
right.
they want to fuck her.
Well, yeah, but see, you make that happen by paying attention. And so when, you know, we want attention, then
no,
we,
true.
We expect to get it because guys will do that for...
She's a creation of all those horny guys, essentially. Her personality is a creation of a bunch of horny guys who led her to believe... That she had interesting things to say.
They were important things.
Instead of knowing her limitations.
I just want everyone to shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, nice.
Says hello, welcome people to your club.
No, seriously, please. Stop talking, just listen for a second.
No one's.
They're not shutting up at all. She swore, woo! She's talking in the new accent there? What an idiot. Oh my God.
Vice went there the night it opened.
Yeah.
So they're talking about how the club was set up in less than a week. They put the club together in less than a week, aggressively promoted it for 2 days before its opening. Mm-hmm. Lohan seemed to be involved in some way, but it was unclear exactly how or why. Outside, there's a huge sign that just reads, Lohan, on the facade of the club. Shortly after midnight on Friday, expensive cars started arriving, valets running around. Everybody, of course, is waiting for Lohan. So that's when she was doing those interviews, and she was talking about she wanted to make a place where everybody would come, and she wanted to thank Greece for welcoming so many refugees in.
Oh, please.
Couldn't the money be better spent helping those refugees instead of setting up a nightclub? Because I don't think, do refugees go, oh, let's go get fucked up at a nightclub, man?
They should have a place to go.
Okay, well, you agree with her then. She said her aim was to create a space people from anywhere can have a great time, even people who don't drink. We've got hookah, she added.
Oh, they need hookah.
Then she told the crowd that some of the club's proceeds will go towards charities for refugee children.
Oh, I'd love to know what the percentage is.
A quarter of a percent?
Don't you think she's going to lose a shit ton of money?
Oh, I don't think she's even really an investor in this. I think they're paying her to use her name and have her do the appearance. You really think she's putting her own money towards this?
If I have to guess, I'm just trying to think, because I don't think that's someone you want to pay to put their name on a club.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to pretend I know what Athens, Greece, like what's popular there, but maybe they like her out there.
Well, I think a lot of people like her. Yeah, her celebrity net worth is $500,000. She's
oh my god,
she blows her cash like nobody.
Well, then how would she be able to invest in this club?
All right. Well, maybe it's just that they're very trendy and they have a club that lasts possibly a month and they realize things burn out and they just do something else.
The next one will be Kardashian or something. Right.
Somebody looking to throw away some money.
Yeah.
But I could see her believing that a nightclub with her name would be, you know, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't see anyone else thinking that putting her name on it and throwing a bunch of money at her because she's so unreliable.
Right.
She's a complete moron. But I don't know. She does. Her name does mean party, I guess.
Yeah. And all these
it translates loosely.
To party. She's out of style, though, because according to Vogue magazine, cleavage is out.
Oh, never.
You know, Trudy informed me this before the show, and I just said, cleavage is never out. Ever. Never.
No,
it's one of the only things that's never out.
It's over. Sorry.
Joe?
Sorry.
Is cleavage ever out?
Never.
Jay, is cleavage ever? No. What would change your feeling about cleavage?
Although they did just have that story about that 70-year-old that got breast implants.
I saw that. She looks nice.
Did that hurt the trending for cleavage because some, you know, older person did it?
No, I think it improved. I think it's just going to make more people her age think, yeah, I should get some titties. I don't have that much time left.
What is her justification for cleavage being out?
A celebrity stylist says it is so, and so it is.
Oh, let me guess. How big are her tits?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, how big? You know,
the people who tend to make these sorts of decisions strike me as the model types, which are all, you know, tall, thin.
Right.
Models don't tend to be very chesty, so isn't it in their interest to say that cleavage is out?
Yeah, of course. And things are different in Europe. You know, they look for different.
Yeah, I don't think cleavage is as big in Europe for some reason. America, we love tits in America.
My God, we love tits. Everything bigger and better.
Yeah. I mean, it's like saying big dicks are out.
Right.
They totally are, though, right now.
I'm sure they are. Why would anyone like a big dick?
Comfort is a dominant theme throughout the fashion world, and today's bra consumer is seeking physical and personal comfort, and so cleavage is out.
Wrong.
Comfort is in.
Yeah, that's so
crazy. Does this coincide with Hillary?
No, I don't think so. Because you can't think about style and think about her. There's just nothing about her that...
Have you seen Trump's new ad?
No, what's his new ad?
Oh, here, let me pull it up and I'll play it.
By the way, her ads, which are running, God, is she spending a shit ton of money in Michigan. The ad that runs where he says, I mean, and I'm sitting there getting ready for the show, and I hear, I wish she'd shut her fat mouth, you know. Every 20 minutes I hear Donald Trump saying, she should shut her fat mouth, and then, of course, the disabled guy, what is he saying?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. And then also, it's very hard for a flat-chested woman to be a 10. Every 20 minutes, I swear to God, it's like, oh, God.
I don't get my dinner. I blow a gasket or whatever.
I get my dinner.
Jay, you got me up.
Shitty line.
Yeah, I don't think you even need to see the visuals.
Decades of lies, cover-ups, and scandal have finally caught up with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is under FBI investigation again after her emails were found on pervert Anthony Weiner's laptop. Think about that. America's most sensitive secrets, unlawfully sent, received, and exposed by Hillary Clinton, her staff, and Anthony Weiner. Hillary cannot lead a nation while crippled by a criminal investigation. Hillary Clinton, unfit to serve.
I'm not that dude's voiceover, but when there's a picture of her going, like really mean. But that line about pervert Anthony Weiner's emails.
Wow.
Laptop. By the way, they don't know what's on them yet.
There's a lot of email.
Yeah, but that you don't think that ad's a little misleading?
No more misleading than any other ad I've seen.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, do you think her ads are...
I was just talking about this particular one. I thought it was a little misleading.
I swear to God.
America's most sensitive secrets were on that laptop.
I have not seen an ad, a political ad, that was 100% accurate, in my opinion.
No. Never.
I don't think so.
Except for Trump's greatest hits.
Well, that's him saying
things.
Although
those kids aren't watching it.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the part that makes me sick about that. Like, kids are really, I mean, this is really what we need to worry about, that you know, that a person uses this kind of language or says these kinds of things. Oh, no, the children. It's like, just the, isn't that just the, the namby-pambiest appeal to people? Oh, what's going to happen to the children? Well, what's going to happen to the fucking adults? They're the ones that have to worry about the economy.
Take care of the children.
Exactly. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I mean, I have a pile of stories here. They're all just bizarre. They're not really, in my opinion, the serious stories that matter, but the Mark Rich thing.
Yeah.
There's a new investigation into that.
Well, they released the pardon information, the FBI did.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why.
Yeah, the timing is kind of just stupid because this really doesn't mean anything, and I don't think it's going to change any votes either, and it shouldn't. Except it's just another, well, whatever. I don't want to even talk about it. she was given $100,000 for her Senate campaign by Denise Rich. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they gave $450,000 to Bill's presidential library, which is really the, I mean, that was when approximately the time the pardon was, I mean, the money was given before the pardon, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, they're
it's
just
for the library, right?
Yeah,
I don't know about the Senate campaign.
I honestly don't understand.
Who goes to that library?
I know
Bill does. What to get his feet rubbed?
What is it with presidential libraries? You have to whore yourself out, just endlessly whore yourself out of these people to build a presidential library. I swear, I pray to God, I never find myself in a presidential library. I really do, because I will be bored. I'll be crying. I'll be so bored.
I don't think you have to whore yourself out. I think Bill Clinton whored himself out.
What
for
kind
it.
Of books are
well,
there?
Well, but everybody
library.
Has a presidential library.
It's all their papers.
They spend millions on those.
No,
things.
I know.
Well, there is $150 million.
Is that how much it's cost?
Yeah, and it was $150. No, it's not what it cost, but that's what they raised.
And then he's got his own office there. They couldn't put the pool in, though.
No.
Did you see him walking around Eastern Market today?
No, I didn't. Well, I saw him on the news.
Just wandering around.
Was he looking for...
Some guy went up and he took a selfie with him.
Oh.
He looked a little bit lost. It's amazing. I feel like he's
Bill does
aged.
Look a little lost, doesn't he? Yeah.
Like, really fast, yeah. Right? In the last 2 years, Bill's gotten, like, feeble.
He's listened to her, though, his entire life.
Oh, but he hasn't seen her in years. He should be
wouldn't you love
rejuvenated.
Wouldn't you love to know
how
much...
He's finally away from
her. Well, yeah, he has been. He's been traveling the world.
Yeah.
He's been meeting these whores all over the place.
The irony was he needed to be around her to stay youthful.
I know. It does almost seem like he is sort of lost
it
now. He does
ruin the chase.
He looks feeble. Yeah. The chase isn't any fun without the warden chasing me down.
It's just not taboo.
It's too easy.
There's no taboo. It's the chase that kept him in good health.
Yeah, it was having the
chase
cops after
her,
him all the time,
yes.
looking up after him, checking great. His stories. Well, can you imagine how much Hillary goes through Bill's phone?
Around?
As soon as that phone
yeah.
gets set down, I bet she's in that thing, just firing away at his latest text messages. Papers reveal FBI's public correction... that's the wrong one. Bill Clinton's secret love child. This is Danny.
Yeah.
Danny. What's Danny's last name?
Danny Williams.
Danny Williams, the child of Bill and the black prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Looks a lot like him.
Danny. He does. I think there's resemblance. Yeah. Is appealing to Monica Lewinsky. He wants to borrow the dress for DNA testing.
Yeah. Does she have the dress? Do they give it back to her?
I would think she would get it back. It was her dress.
I thought it was in evidence.
Yeah, well, at one point it would have been, right?
In a box.
They got what they needed. They didn't need that whole blob to test this. I mean, Jesus, there was enough there to test,
feel
him
like,
50 times, 500
like,
times.
Don't you feel like it would have been auctioned off to somebody?
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, for the library.
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
Ugh.
Let's see what Danny has to say about this.
He doesn't need semen. He could get, couldn't he get Bill's?
Well, yeah, if Bill would just give him a swab out of his mouth or a hair. Well, I don't know, hair won't do it. Williams has long claimed he's the son of Clinton who met his prostitute mother.
Wait, why wouldn't a hair wouldn't do it? Yeah. You can't get DNA from a
hair?
Yeah.
Is DNA, is it in hair? Everything you need?
Yeah, I don't think so. German? They're cells.
Yeah, they always get hair.
Yeah, they do take hair.
From
that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
It must be hair or skin, right?
Mm-hmm. He's long claimed he's the son of Clinton who met his prostitute mother, Bobby Ann, while she was working on the streets of Little Rock. 30-year-old's claims garnered international attention in 1992. As Clinton was gearing up to run for president, blah, blah, blah. We know all that. But a DNA test reported by a tabloid during the 90s stated that Williams could not possibly be Clinton's son. Eventually, the story was dropped. But questions remain about the accuracy of the test. Last month, Williams had threatened to sue Clinton, unless former president submitted to a new DNA test But now he's found a new solution. He told Radar Online he hopes to borrow Lewinsky's dress to compare his DNA.
Borrow it.
What are you going to do with my dress?
And then he wants to borrow her to pound off.
You know he'll put that
He's got Bill's it. DNA, so he's equally attracted to her.
Only half as much.
Feels the stain on her Gap dress, which resulted from a sex act. While she was an intern at the White House, would suffice. FBI test revealed the semen matched Clinton's DNA. Gross.
She's auctioned that off a lot of times.
She has?
Yeah, it's been auctioned like three or four different times.
See?
Well, then who has it?
I said a Vegas museum had it last.
Well, Danny, call the Vegas museum.
Danny, get your shit together. You're Clinton, for Christ's sake. That was better than you're doing.
That was May of 2015. So.
Wait,
What museum? Vegas museum?
The Vegas sex museum.
Should we call Danny and tell him?
More than one of them?
We've talked to the sex museum before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Well, you want to look them up, Jay? The sex museum would be open.
Erotic Heritage Museum in Vegas.
Listen to Danny's quote. I done my homework. And I saw they returned the dress to her after the test, and I thought, why not ask her for it?
Way to keep doing your homework, Danny.
No, nice homework. I'm praying on it. She'll make this happen for me. I'm sure the Clintons hurt her as they hurt me.
So, okay, so his idea, the only way she has anything to gain is just vengeance.
Yeah, probably.
Come on.
This next quote. I believe Hillary told my dad I would ruin her chances of being in the White House. My dad.
He is on point. He stays on message.
I feel she cut him off from being in my life, but this isn't political.
The father, how old is he?
He's 30. He's a father of five.
What does he get out of it?
He's a Clinton.
He's a father of five.
Well, he gets his rightful place in the country's history. He's the son of a president.
Oh, yeah, I guess people remember sons of presidents.
He could get a Secret Service
outside
detail.
Of JQA.
Well, he also would be sue for part of the will.
Oh, that's true.
The father of five's letter. And child support, too.
I didn't even think
ability to pay any child support to Bobby Ann. That's bullshit. The father of five's letter to Lewinsky, CMA writer, claims his request for Clinton to voluntarily provide a blood sample have been ignored. Now I face the prospect of a long, drawn-out paternity lawsuit in the state of Arkansas, which lawyers tell me could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and years of litigation.
Well, if you're so confident, though, so what?
I'm not a wealthy person. Would have to try and raise the money, mountain of money needed to pay the lawsuit. Couldn't you raise it through Republicans? Like right-wing, far-right-wing people? The right-wing, the vast conspiracy?
Ask Peter Thiel. Spoke of?
Yeah. I respectfully request you provide the sample of genetic material we require so we may match it with my own sample.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Which I will get by looking at pictures of Monica Lewinsky. But it is possible Lewinsky may not have the infamous dress anymore. Duh. Everyone knows it, but Danny. He's the only guy that doesn't know. She said, it's time to burn the beret and bury the blue dress. She added, I myself deeply regret what happened.
She said that years ago, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just an hour before the final debate, Williams held a press conference where he announced he was planning to file the lawsuit unless Bill agrees to submit. I have compelling reason to believe I'm the son of former President Clinton. I'm simply seeking the truth. I respectfully request DNA for President Clinton to determine paternity. I've had no response to my request from my father, so today I've authorized my attorneys to file a lawsuit in New York State to get an order for a supervised test. I hate to do this to my dad, but I have no choice. So this is painting him. I mean, suing your dad sucks.
Tough.
I mean, who would want to do that? But his father's left him no choice.
His father.
So, and how much of the legal system is this going to clog up? Bullshit case.
Yeah, Bill's got nothing else going on.
Didn't they always say that they had to take presidents' urine and feces and everything else from wherever
feces?
They were?
What?
Erotic Heritage Museum. This Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Drew, Mark, and Trudy. We're doing our broadcast here in Michigan, and we were calling to find out if you guys have the Monica Lewinsky dress there.
One moment. Let me ask.
Are you going to go look for
Thank you.
Sounds very quirky.
Victoria, a broadcast?
People have emailed, and they've noticed how difficult it is to explain what this is. Because the minute you say podcast, people go, what the fuck is that? But if you say, radio or broadcast, they go, oh, my God.
I have a radio.
They respond.
Trudy, you're trying to...
Yellow.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Dr. Victoria Hartman. I'm the director of the Erotic Heritage Museum. How are you?
We've interviewed you before.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Detroit.
Remember Detroit?
Oh, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Great. You had a great time.
I was just there like a couple weeks ago.
Wait, why didn't you tell us? You said
oh, my God.
Listen,
I was so busy. I was lecturing for like 3 days, so I totally just was like running, and then got back on a plane, come home.
Wow.
I believe you got your doctorate from a place in San Francisco, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, can you believe that memory?
What's that?
Can you believe that memory?
There was some
that's
hook.
Really good. Yeah,
there was some
no,
hook.
It's great.
There was some hook to that. It's like it's the only place that offers the doctorate you got outside of like Harvard, right?
No, there's actually several. Oh.
All right, never mind. My memory's not so good.
Yeah, we're just one of, I think, six or seven now.
What were you here for, though, in Detroit? What were you lecturing
who
about?
Who you lecture? Jeez, I feel sorry for
I was invited to lecture at a conference called Bike. And I was talking about, challenging the idea of safe spaces and trigger warnings and what these kinds of things are doing to stifle free speech on college campuses.
Good. Amen.
Good. Good job.
I hate that whole business, safe space. God, people have become such pansies, haven't
well,
they?
Well, initially it was meant for people who had survived trauma and to prevent them from being, attacked in a classroom. And it went to, well, now if you use the wrong gender pronoun, then you need a safe space. And it's like, wait, that's not what it was intended for.
Yeah, that became a South Park episode. Have
right.
you seen that?
A really funny one, too.
Right, yeah.
Hey, we were just reading about, are you familiar with Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's son, with the black prostitute from way back when? Bill Clinton apparently may have had sex with a black prostitute in Arkansas, and there was a child that was a result of that union, and his name is Danny Williams, and he is trying to get a paternity test done, but the only way he thinks he can do it because Bill Clinton has not been cooperative. I mean, his own father, and won't help him out, which is really tough on him. Anyway, he's suing his father to get it, and it's going to take a long time, so he was trying to get a hold of the Monica Lewinsky blue dress. Because apparently that blob was so big, there's a lot left over, even though they did have to...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
God. We asked Monica twice to... We offered $500,000 the first time for the dress and $1 million the second time. Because we really felt it was an important historical artifact.
Yeah.
For sure.
Given that we take risks here and we talk about, the hypocrisies of some of our politicians around sexual issues because, sex is everybody has sex and we really feel like politicians should not hold themselves to a different standard when it comes to their sexual preferences. And we shouldn't either.
No, I agree.
No matter what they might be into, it should be okay. It doesn't necessarily affect them politically unless they're being,
criminally
influenced or whatever, but sex is sex, and I don't know why we have this sort of love-hate relationship with our politicians where sex is concerned, but whatever. And we never heard from her, so we do not have the dress.
God, I can't believe she wouldn't...
We've heard rumors that it was destroyed a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, by Bill. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Knows that, right?
I mean,
when he blew a load on it. That's when he really ruined that dress.
Didn't do it any good, that's for sure.
Right.
Well, anyway.
So, we never got the dress. We have a lot of other stuff here. We have a letter from Marquis de Sade. We have Ava Brown's underwear.
Ew! Gross. Yeah.
It's underwear?
How huge are they? I bet you they're huge.
Us German women, we have some really healthy hips.
Yeah, but you can still wear sexy underwear.
Yeah. So we have that here.
Are they stained?
We have a number of other really cool exhibits, the Sex and Space exhibit and the Catherine the Great exhibit. We have Catherine the Great's reproduced sex furniture, the only set in the world of her sex furniture that was stolen by the Nazis in 1944.
You said the Sex and Space exhibit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The astronauts?
That just launched on the 28th of last month, yeah.
Wait, are they getting it on up there and they're not telling us?
Hey, you know what? We don't know. NASA's really mum on this. So we met with a scientist, I'm sorry, a potential astronaut. He's in training right now. And then someone who's retired from NASA who worked together on the exhibit to kind of talk about, well, maybe this is what's going on and this is what might go on and... How do we, have sex on these different astral bodies and stuff? It's pretty cool. You actually walk into the space station here in the museum and then get taken up and look through portholes at different astral bodies to see how we would have sex there. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
We're waiting for our little blue alien to show up. We hear he's going to be here in about a month.
So, wait, do we know what astronauts have got it on up there?
No.
It was like Sally Ride.
As far as we know, NASA is denying that there's been any sexual activity in space.
Oh, we know better.
There was a married couple that went up once, but they're totally mum on it.
Married couple. The answer's no.
NASA scientists have been, if they have come out you know, even asking for funding for sexual activity in space, they've been maligned at the very least.
Funding?
You have to fund
so
it?
What has to be funded?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess the trip.
They won't fund any kind of research into sexual activity in space. They'll research biology and how
boring, boring,
might
yeah.
work, but they won't admit any funding towards, well, what about, you know, pleasure, or what about orgasm, or what about erections? They won't touch it.
Well, I guess they just don't want people to be interested in it then.
Yeah, what about
your
stiffs?
Well, you know, if we have some of these billionaires building space yachts and stuff, yeah, they're going to have to deal with it at some point.
Well, listen, thank you so much. That was just a warehouse of information I was not even expecting. We were just looking for the dress, but you did answer the question, and we do appreciate it. And, of course, where are you guys located in case somebody's out there and wants to go?
We are in Las Vegas, right about a block from the Las Vegas Strip, across the street from the big mall that's on the Strip, the Fashion Show Mall.
Oh.
You go face some blackjack when you get off work today?
You know, being in Vegas, the gambling thing kind of gets boring. So, no, I think I'm just going to go home and watch a physics lecture.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, it's really boring. I'm totally a nerd.
You are such a, wow, what a studious
but
thanks
one. Thanks for calling, you guys. I really appreciate it. And,
thank
you, know,
you.
Maybe there's an off chance that the dress still exists. We'd love to still have it. But for right now, it sounds like it's lost to the ages.
If we find out, if she's down in her luck, she'll definitely sell that thing. There's no way she burned it.
Yeah.
It's a pile of cash for her.
I bet you she looks at it every morning.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Really?
I hate to think about it. But, hey, thanks again.
It's the only relationship she's ever had.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's right.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Has she had a boyfriend since then?
No. No, not at all.
Well, as we discussed, it is a problem for a guy. You know, go, I want you to be my new girlfriend. Just don't be too judgmental. She did, you know, she was an intern at the White House, and, you know, Bill Clinton put a cigar in her and stuff. And I know it sounds really weird, but she's really nice. She was taken advantage of by an older man, older kinky man. She's really sweet. There's another couple other, I tell you, weird stories today. A Trump supporter sues NBC for $52 million, claiming Today Show security goons roughed him up when he held up Bill is a rapist sign, which he got on national TV. It was for the Alex Jones Show.
$5,000.
It was actually, you had to have it on for 5 seconds, and I think he paid you $1,000 a second.
Jeez, for five seconds. Voice.
I know. You ever listen to Alex Jones?
No, not for long. No. Yeah, he sounds a little Hillary-ish. strained voice.
Yeah, he's very highly strained.
The government did that to my voice.
Really?
Yeah, $1,000.
Chemtrails.
$1,000 if they appear on national TV for over 5 seconds while wearing the Bill Clinton rape shirt. If the person is heard shouting out the phrase, Bill Clinton is a rapist, they'll get $5,000. So, yeah, people are yelling it at the... Well, somebody yelled it at the Hillary Clinton rally the other day, and she went apeshit on the guy.
Oh, yeah, that dude is huge. That's a big dude.
So she was yelling at him. Oh, my God. I haven't heard her yell like that in a long time. She was so pissed.
Especially she didn't chuck something at him. Great if she chucked something from the lectern and just beamed him in the head.
She's going to go off one of these days. Temper like that. Anyway, $52 million from NBC. Not likely.
Why not? They just gave Billy Bush $10 million to go away.
He tried to pull a similar stunt on ABC's Good Morning America, sporting a provocative shirt designed in the style of President Barack Obama's Hope poster, but with the word rape and Clinton's image instead. Gallagher was escorted out of the audience for Good Morning America by security guards. He wore the same shirt during a broadcast of Fox and Friends. Claims he never had a chance to show the shirt during NBC's broadcast. He admitted he wore the shirt and had the sign as part of a political stunt coordinated by InfoWars blogger Alex Jones. Jones is reportedly, so he never did get the thing on. And let's see, there was one other story, I think. Crazy story. Oh, Anthony Weiner's checked into sex addiction treatment center.
Yeah.
we kind of heard about that.
He's not having sex with anyone but himself. I mean, as far as we know.
No, I know.
What does the addiction do? The addiction is just to texting people or sending sexy pictures of himself.
He's addicted to texting dick pics.
Yeah.
A dick pic addiction.
Is that a sex addiction?
It's a little, isn't the treatment of him a little overblown, considering he's never touched any of these women?
Yes, except for the new one being 15.
For the optics of it.
Yeah, no, it looks...
What we have for the optics.
You're right.
It does look awful. The other ones, we don't see anything. We just hear it, so it, I guess. I mean, he's creepy for sure, and I don't like the crap he said, too. That 15-year-old, when he say something like, I'm gonna bust your pussy so hard you're going to leak for a week or something?
Oh.
What is that?
Wiener!
Sorry.
What a pervert.
Really brought the room down.
Hey, the Bill Cosby thing, do you believe the what they're trying to claim there? That
he's blind. He can't see.
He can't see his accusers. What a great line that is.
Have they chucked a football at him yet to see how blind he is?
Yeah, that's what we want to see a Perry Mason moment in this
Just
thing.
Whip a football at him and see if he catches it.
Or an encyclopedia, something that would really hurt. Or like a 25-pound weight.
Do you think there's lawyers in there? Now, Bill, someone might come up to you and throw something at you. You can't even flinch. You just have to take it.
How hard would that be?
And when it hits you, make sure you flail like crazy and fall down. I mean, be good at it.
Yeah, I do not believe. How did he suddenly go blind? I mean, this is an awfully quick blindness, wasn't it? He was doing shows. Remember we interviewed guys that went to his shows on 105.1?
Because he's fine.
So can you lose your vision that fast?
No.
It was like a year and a half ago.
A bunch of people accuse you of rape, apparently. Drugging and raping him.
That day he was being walked in and he was bumping into stuff. That was so fake.
Oh, when he hit the metal detector
and
flailed about 20 feet backwards?
Bullshit.
I think he can't stand being the bad guy, so he had to create something to make himself look sympathetic.
Sure.
And that's being blind.
Well, he is the creep of creeps. His thing is sleeping with women who are basically dead. He's like a necrophiliac, but there were no dead bodies around, so he just knocked chicks out with these blue pills.
And they'd come to with his junk in their face stroking their hair.
Oh, gross.
He's obsessed with their hair.
That new case, too, the woman, it turns out, is a lesbian. Did you know that?
Andrea Costan?
She's a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
So that's
good job, Bo.
Almost part of her defense is that, you know, if sex happened between them.
I would never
them,
consent to it because right. I'm a lesbian. That's
and she's got a long time.
It's pretty convincing.
Lover.
But since when do you have to see your accuser?
Well, let's
see. Does that mean any blind guy anywhere can go out, rape, kill, you know, stab people multiple times?
But you have to go blind afterwards because you have to see the person to pull off the rape. So it's a pretty tricky a tricky routine. Yeah, that's true.
Movies with blind
guys.
You
can feel things. Wow. Cause. I don't know. I just have a feeling. I don't know. You think they're going to let him go on this?
No.
I don't think so either.
I mean, the thing they're fighting now. Because remember, we keep hearing that only the defense side. But the thing they're fighting now is not even letting the other women testify. But apparently in Pennsylvania, if it shows a pattern, they're allowed to bring that up in court. Which is great because we always wondered why those other ones are never admissible.
There is a pattern. There's an absolute pattern.
They were all
identical.
Everything was the same pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, you look stressed. Here, take a couple pills.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that
many
women
acting
will just take pills that someone says, here, take some blue pills.
Well, not anymore, thanks to Cosby.
Well, if it's the right person, they might.
I don't know. I sounded like I was a little bummed out by it.
It really wrecked it for you, Mark.
I was feeling bad for the women that might just want to take a random pill. Zip, zop, zoom,
and bop. Finally, in the weird story category amongst our presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton's niece, it turns out, is an avid Trump supporter.
It's Roger's daughter, right?
Roger Clinton's daughter. She says her selfish aunt only wants to win the election and become the first female president. And she makes some really interesting points here because, I mean, this whole business about Hillary Clinton, she's done so much for families and children, and yet she doesn't give a fuck about her own family, clearly. Right. She and Chelsea, according to, who said that yesterday? Who was quoted? That they never hug, there's no physical contact between them unless the cameras are on.
It's Richard Klein's book.
That's right. Guilty as sin.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me. I don't believe they're close. I don't believe it for a second.
Dolly Kyle write that she just got pregnant just so that it looked like they had a relationship and then
Bill wanted to knock her up, so
She couldn't wait to get back to work and leave little baby Chelsea at home without her mom.
That reminds me when you said she got pregnant. There's pictures of Alanis Morissette breastfeeding. Has anyone seen those?
No, but I'd like to see them.
Really?
She's got some.
They're probably huge.
Pretty big.
I mean, I can see what's really going on there.
They're acting as if the story is about her having I voted sticker on her boob. But it's really, of course, you can just see her boob with this kid on it. And the baby's great. Usually babies get their heads in the fucking way and they're like,
but
they don't
baby
care at all.
Up.
But this baby has got some serious feelings for other people.
Funny,
and it's got its head out of the way and you can really see her big boob there.
It doesn't even look like Alanis Morissette.
The baby's leaning left. Well, it does look. Yeah, does her mouth look like that?
No.
Is there another shot, Jay?
Right? Her kid's name is Onyx Solance.
Onyx.
She named after the rap group Onyx. Slam.
That could be her, actually.
Wow, she does look real different.
Her mouth is closed. She's got these big teeth and big-ass smile.
Well, okay.
Well, let's hear from Roger Clinton's daughter, who I think is an excellent source on Hillary Clinton's demeanor. Hillary Clinton's niece is an avid Trump supporter, believes her selfish aunt, only wants to win the election. Macy Smith is a hairdresser in Tampa. You want to look up Macy Smith,
sure.
Joe? S-M-I-T.
S-M-I-T.
Tampa, Florida.
I mean, S-M-I-T.
M-A-C-Y? M-A-C-Y, yep.
S-M-I-T.
Yep, S-M-I-T. 25 years old, Tampa, Florida, hairdresser. She lashed out at the Clintons, telling how they abandoned her and her mother over the years as she lay her support squarely with President or Republican candidate Trump. I support Trump 100%. I've been a Democrat my entire life, but Trump is what we need right now. Somebody who's going to stand up for us. I think at this point, Hillary just wants it for the history books to be the first woman president for selfish reasons. She's always felt not good enough for the rest of the family and that she and her mother hadn't received any help from them. Mm. In 2010, I was 18, and we were living on food stamps. Now married to a U.S. Force meteorologist, says her aunt's claim to be devoted to American families is a lie. They're not as good as everyone thinks they are. Smith's the daughter of Roger Clinton and Martha Spivey, a 50-year-old Tennessee woman with whom she had a brief relationship in the early 80s. Spivey knows with her second husband, Lonnie, in Cooksville. She told Daily Mail that she wouldn't waste her gas to vote for either candidate. I'm normally a Democrat, but I don't know if I'll even waste my gas going to vote this year. That's the mother. While Bill Clinton covered the cost of her daughter's cosmetology schooling, well, that's not bad. I mean, what does he expect? I mean, imagine how many times Roger has asked Bill for money. I mean, that's got to be, and that's just a money pit. Roger Clinton, there's no amount of money you could put in that guy that will fix him. None. She said Hillary's never so much as acknowledged her. If a child is born into a family, both sides should acknowledge it. It's a shame. She never had contact with Macy. None. So, Hillary Clinton ignoring her beautiful niece.
Aww.
She's cute, too. I bet Hillary's jealous of her because she's cute.
Oh, she is cute. Wow. She needs to get up out of wherever she is in the Appalachian Mountains or wherever she lives.
Come on. Right? Sell your body. Do something. I like going for you.
Oh, that's right. She lives in Tampa.
Yeah, a hairdresser. I'm sure Hillary's very proud of her. Yeah. A career woman out there, making it on her own.
Actually, Hillary could use a hairdresser. One of the family.
It'd be funny if this girl was so pissed at her, she just fucked up her hair completely. Hillary looks in the mirror and goes, nuts. God, would that be fun? Oh, my God. All right, I guess we're going to do part two. We should put an end to part one. Because we're... Yeah, we'll do part two. Why not?
Sure.
I don't want the part two people getting all bent out of shape. So stand by. It might be a little short.
But we're sensitive.
We'll have part two coming up.